I want to thank Mrs. Berkowitz and Elite for inviting me to share a few words. I'm hoping that what I say will be inspiration not only for the heart, but also for the mind. And this idea that I saw took my breath away. I'm hoping that you'll find it as amazing as I did. Just how bad was ARPA? As we tend to vilify her, and we know that she went in a really bad way as soon as she turned her OREF, the back of her neck, and that's where her name comes from. And we know that from her came four Giborim, including Gullius, who was a terrible Russia. So ARPA is this horrendous person. But the truth is, there are a few comments that are made in Rus that seem to indicate that ARPA also had a good side. In fact, it's so apparent to a sefer called the Nachlas Yosef that he calls them Rus and ARPA. He calls them Shnei Kochvei Leches Acharei Hashemesh. He calls them two comets who are following the sun being Naomi. So where does he get that from? The Nachlas Yosef was written by a Talmud from Slabaka in the early 1900s, who actually settled in Tel Aviv and was part of the early Yishuv in Tel Aviv and tried very hard his whole life to be Mashpia, and he gave shiurim, mostly Kiruv shiurim, to people in Tel Aviv who are not from. Where does he get this idea from that they're Shtei Kochvei Leches Acharei Hashemesh? So he says there's a few indications. First of all, they both said Ki itach nashuv el amich, that we want to go back with you to your people. So ARPA was clearly part of the program. Not only that, he says our Chazal say batisena kolan batifkena, they lifted up their voices and they cried. It says that twice. The second time it's missing an aleph. It's talking in both cases about Rus and ARPA. And the second time it's chaser aleph. Batisena kolan is spelled a little strange. Vav tav sin nun hey, without vav tav sin aleph nun hey. So our Chazal say that we learn from that they were chaser. It was such a crying. They were holchu ubachu ad shetashas kochan, until they lost their strength. So ARPA was on some level a part of the program. So what was the defining difference between Rus and ARPA? I know a lot of Mefarshim deal with this, but what the Nachlas Yosef says is, I feel, very inspiring. Naomi was pretty strong in her rhetoric. And Naomi says to them, in her pushing them away, Shovna v'nosai lechna, go back. She says, why are you going to come with me? You have no future with me. She even says, Ki mar li ma'od mikem. I'm very bitter about you, is the Pashup Shat, but Chazal says she was also hinting to them, I'm bitter from you, because you were part of what caused this problem. So she's pushing rather hard. There's a certain rejection going on. However, at the same time, she gave a subtle hint to a spiritual message. Because in her speech, she also said, Binosai, go back my daughters. She doesn't call them her daughters-in-law. And she says it twice, Shovna v'nosai lechna. And later, she says again the words, Binosai, my daughters. Naomi picks up, Rus picks up the hint from Naomi. She realizes Naomi's saying, I have to push you away. I have to give you a sense of richuk. That's the only thing that's going to prove that you're for real. But I'm giving you a very subtle hint. I'm calling you my daughters. We have a connection. Hold on to the connection. ARPA, who only connected to Naomi in a surface way, she didn't hear that message. Rus hears, even in this rejection, you're my daughters, we're connected. I'm hinting something to you. Rus, who picks up on this message, she clings to Naomi, Rus Davka Ba, and she unleashes the power of Mashiach. So this being first of all, an interesting analysis of the Psukim, but second of all, it has a powerful message for our lives. She was hinting, it's not an absolute rejection. It's a test, and it's a hard test. And it feels like I'm being very distant, but I'm sending you a subtle sign. You are my daughter. Rav Alba says that in life, we have Yimei Ahava and Yimei Sina. There are days, maybe sometimes weeks or even more, where we just feel a certain distance from Hashem. But maybe we're supposed to see from here that even in those times, we're supposed to look for Hashem's subtle message. Banai, Benosai, my sons, my daughters, I do care about you. Whether it's by connecting through Torah, through Tehillim, through appreciating some good things that Hashem has given us, or the beauty of the world. We have to pick up on the message, you're my children. And that will unleash incredible powers in our lives.